Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time to get growing. Every Saturday at 7 a.m., we team up with gardening experts from around the area to help answer your questions and concerns about your garden, trees, and lawn. Now, here is the Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park and your host of the Home Show Garden Pros, Danny Milliken.
Okay, hello everyone. Good Saturday morning. It is Danny Milliken, your host of the Home Show Garden Pros on Saturday mornings. Oh no, good. We already did all that. The guy does that. He says that. He does a great job. Says my job title too, Conservation Program Manager at Memorial Park. You may be wondering what that is. So basically, I manage conservation programs. No, I'm just kidding. So I run this really cool greenhouse they've got there where we plant and grow after gathering native seeds. We grow native plants. And we're not talking like native plants to the general Gulf Coast area. We're talking about native plants that are specific to Houston, Texas. Really cool part of the job. The other part of the job is I manage a what we call our biocycle, which is, again, really, really cool. I have like a cool conservation job. And so biocycle is our composting operation. And so literally we're making amazing compost, but I got to pay attention to soil science, how it's going to work with trees, plants, got to make sure these natives are healthy and thriving and doing great. And so I love plants. I love soils. It's part of me. It's part of who I am. Every summer I went to go like to my grandparents' farm to help them, you know, harvest and stuff like that. Well, that was my summer camp, farm camp, we called it. And ever since then, I've just kind of been connected to the soil. So been connected to plants. So I'm a garden pro. That's what I do, professional gardening. Still learning this radio gig, so bear with me. We're having fun, though. We got a great show today, obviously. got a great show. Got two awesome guests coming up. Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons, who's super wonderful. And today we're going to be talking trees. So her and I are going to be talking shade trees, stuff like that. Then Melinda Connor is our new garden pro from Buchanan's Native Plants. And we mentioned those two places, Plants for All Seasons and Buchanan's Native Plants, because they're two of our four co-op members. The other two are Nelson Water Gardens out in Katy and Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. And these are just really great spots to go, you know, shop, to go see what's growing now, new cool stuff, great flowers, great vegetables, all kinds of really, really cool things. So our topic today is trees. And one reason, I do need to give you guys the number. Oh my gosh, almost forgot the number. So we are a garden pro show, bunch of garden professionals, and we love taking your questions. We love talking to you about gardening, about your veggies, about your tomatoes, your citrus trees, your oak trees, your hydrangeas, your whatever, your four nerve daisies, anything. And the number to kind of get in touch with this is 713-572-4610. I'm going to say it again because that's what I feel like happens sometimes on the radio. 713-572-4610. Please call in. Love taking calls. Love answering questions. So do that. We're hosted on Sports Radio 610. It's a good show. You know, we're not talking sports, but hey, if you want to call in. Oh, also, we're not talking royal weddings, which, we know, big deal today. Everybody's excited, especially my father-in-law, Bobby. I know you're listening. Loves the royal wedding. You know, the whole family. Who doesn't love it, though? You know, excitement. You know, American, right? It's everyone's dream. It's my dream. No, okay, well, back to trees. So this year we're having a bit of a dry stretch. It's kind of dry out there, folks. And one easy to kind of forget thing about when it's very, very dry is tree health. And so our Houston soils, we have a clay pan. The roots, when the clay is really strong and the soil is not that healthy, can only be 3-4 feet deep. And so as the weather really starts drying up, you start losing water from the soil. This little thing I call evaporation. Maybe you've heard of it. Oh, zing, gotcha. But that happens, and tree health starts to decline. And so we really want to like make sure we're paying attention to tree health. Also, trees are beautiful. They're huge. They're wonderful. There's a ton of cool ones we could be planting. So to me, it's a fun topic, and we're going to kind of get into it later on. So still looking for calls. That number is 713-572-4610. I, at my house, have a few trees I love, and I'm monitoring very closely. I don't water very much in my house. I don't water the lawn at all. And it's in the lawn, doesn't get water. And I have a front bed that's mostly dry weather natives with some trees up there. and I don't water it either unless it's like, you know, newly planted. And so water oaks, live oaks, things like that can really start to lose their water pretty quickly. I climbed trees a lot when I was a kid. I don't know if you guys ever climbed a tree. But, you know, there's a lot of reason to love trees. So, yeah, one more time before we get to our wonderful breaks and wonderful Garden Pro hosts. That number is 713-572-4610. And, Will is the computer board guy and just gave me a weird look, like, what are you doing? What's going on here? And he just gave me a very strange look. Well, before we take a little break, I want to talk about Warren Southern Gardens. Amazing place to shop. Beautiful, up in Kingwood. Brimming with plants. It's like a gardener's dream jungle. There's so much green stuff up there. So they got ornamental plants, trees, shrubs, water features, all of it. Garden statuary, just gorgeous place. Tons of flowers. It's like a beautiful place to visit. You're on North Park Drive. You see all the wood. You see all the green. You're swinging there. You won't regret it. And they're really great because they give advice without attitude. You go there and a question, and they get it. You know, everybody's been where you've been. They understand it. They have very knowledgeable staff. And their gardening roots run deep at Warren Southern Gardens. Their kind of slogan is, there's a gardener in every one of us, and Warren Southern Gardens is a safe place to set yours free, which I think is just beautiful, you know? It's a gorgeous place, and they love families coming in. They love people just coming to spend time. It's the kind of place you can go walk around for a while. They have a you kill it, Warren's replaces it guarantee. So they're so confident in their plant quality, they back it up. If you take care of it as instructed, but your plant dies, take it back there and they'll replace it and help you kind of make sure that it doesn't die again. That's warrensoutherngardens.com, and we'll see you in a little bit.
At MicroLife, we believe in healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. MicroLife is the most nutritious soil and plant food for your gardens, flowers, vegetables, and lawns. MicroLife is the number one organic fertilizer professionals use, containing over 100 minerals and billions of beneficial microbes that'll have your plants healthier and performing better than ever. MicroLife is completely safe for you, your children, and pets. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com. MicroLife, making life better.
Hard water makes life harder than it has to be. It leaves calcium buildup in your pipes, appliances, and skin. It leaves spots on dishes, showers, and fixtures. Instead, let Aquatex take the hard out with Kinetico water treatment systems. You'll save money on soaps, shampoos, and cleaning products, and your skin will feel silky smooth. Have Aquatex test your water and take the hard out, and the iron too. Your independent Kinetico dealer is AquatexWater.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery, Katie's Full Service Nursery.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
This is Danny Milliken, and with me, the wonderful Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. Hello, Sherry.
Hey, Danny.
Well, we're talking trees today.
Fun.
You ever seen a tree?
I like trees.
Nice. I'll take that as a yes. Of course, she's seen a tree. So Sherry does all these cool visits where she goes consultations. Mm-hmm. She goes to kind of assess plant and soil health at people's homes. And I'm just wondering if you've been seeing anything, you know, in those consultations.
Yes. A lot of drought stress.
Okay.
Already.
Wow, already, yeah.
We've already just had, 2 weeks of dry. And on trees, I've seen a lot of root rots.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I guess because of the wet fall we had.
The wet fall and winter.
Yeah.
And maybe some flooding.
Flooding, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, wow. So the kind of bad combo there of root rot.
Mm-hmm.
And then with reduced roots, the drought's going to be even more effective on
absolutely
kind of taking soil away. Okay, wow. Dang. So watch out for that. What are some above ground signs?
Branch by branch, just dying back.
So branch dieback.
Branch dieback. It starts with the leaves, and then you notice I have brown leaves, and then all of a sudden, the whole branch is dead. On my tree, I have a red oak in the front yard.
Right.
I've had some fungal issues on it.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it can be pretty crazy. I mean, our Houston soil is pretty good for fungi.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets a little bit reduced or stressed, only a few of the bad ones live, and the good ones come back. Mm-hmm. But I have an arborist friend. He's kind of like, every tree has fungal problems
Houston. But does it show it?
Right. Does it show it?
Mine is showing it.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. If you're out there and you see any brown leaves mm-hmm. on your plant, that's like a cause for concern. Now, it doesn't mean that the plant is dying immediately, but something's happening.
Right. Right. And in my house, I kind of let things I want to see how it manifests. I want to see how it moves through the tree. So I probably won't have mine treated by an arborist.
Right. Yes.
Because I know where to get some new trees.
Oh, I bet you do. You got a good spot.
I'll watch it. But I have a saltwater pool that drains to that area too. Just kind of compounded. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that area is kind of struggling right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. The other day, we do volunteering at Memorial Park. Come join us. It's called Conservation Crew every Saturday. For every Friday at 9 o'clock, Conservation Crew at Memorial Park. I'm here on Saturday, so it's hard for me to be there, too.
Yeah.
But we spent all our time getting into one of our wooded areas and taking out tallow.
Oh, yeah.
Which are big water users and can really kind of, strip the water and a lot of minerals. And then overshade the trees we do want, elms, pines.
Right.
Oaks.
Pretty invasive little creature.
Very invasive. The only tree on the invasive species list for Texas.
Is the tallow. I know. And it's amazing. There's not one anywhere near my house, but I always find tallows.
Yes.
Popping up.
Right.
Yep.
So that's one thing that you can do if you have competing small trees. Some of them are big time water users. So ash, juniper, or, cedar, as people call it around here.
Right. I've noticed they're stripping the cedar trees out of, hill country areas.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just soaking up all the water.
Right, they just suck it up and you don't get anything else with mm-hmm. water. I got some browning on a Bradford pear that was there before I moved in. The trees that were at my house before I moved in were all awful. Mm-hmm. Anyway, a Bradford pear was one of them, and I see a lot of splotchy brown all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's another – the tree's not in any bad health, but it's suffering from what's called fire blight. And so when you have kind of a mad flush in a year, sometimes you get fire blight.
Right.
Especially on Bradford pears.
Right.
So it's just like, if you're seeing any brown, brown doesn't mean take it down. Brown's like, okay, well, let's figure it out.
Yeah. And if you're seeing brown, contact one of the garden centers on the
Absolutely,
show.
Absolutely, yeah.
Send them a picture. Like, I do that all day long. I give people my cell phone number.
That's awesome.
And because I want to put my eyes on it.
Yeah.
We can't make a prognosis unless we see it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So give us a call, 713-572-416. Just talking about calling. Sherry reminded me to talk about calling, answering questions and stuff. And we want to answer your questions. I'm here with the wonderful Sherry Hera from Plants from All Seasons,
mm-hmm.
for All Seasons.
Yes.
And really from All Seasons, too. Let's face it. it's a dual thing. All right. Hey. Will waved to me. I'm not sure. That's cool. Hey, bud. 5 minutes. Gotcha. I see. Okay. So you're out there. These trees are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
What's your advice?
Let's get our eyes on it. Send me a picture. Send your home show garden pro.
No. I'm talking, you're out in your consultation.
Oh, when I'm doing a consultation?
You're standing there looking at a tree and you're like, send me a picture.
Well, no. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No,
I thought you meant the homeowner.
I know. I'm just sorry.
Anyway, so if I'm at the house looking at a tree, I'm assessing the soil. I have a core sample, and I'll stick it down in the ground and see how compacted is the soil.
Right.
I have not found a yard that didn't have compacted soil.
Yes.
Especially around big shade trees. Because they're kind of sucking the water out of the ground. So I'm assessing the soil, and I'm telling them to put compost around.
Right.
A nice hardwood shredded mulch to retain the moisture, and doing some drip feed. MicroLife's always good, too.
Yeah. So, we talk about compaction quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe every time you're on.
I'm always talking about soil.
The word
Everything's about the soil.
It really is, though. It really, really is. Especially
compaction
trees.
And soil remediation. That is, like, my specialty.
You ask any good kind of tree professional what's the most important part of a tree, and the answer's easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the roots, the soil.
Oh. No, it is the roots. It is the roots. I was just, doing a sandwiches. That thing where it's like we finish each other's
sentences.
Sandwiches. Oh, Sorry. I don't eat that many sandwiches, to be honest with you.
No.
No, not just, you know, it's like
no bread
one
for
a
you.
Week. No, I like bread. I love bread. I eat toast. Just not that many. It's just, anyway, yeah, the roots are the most important kind of part of the tree. It's so easy to ignore because they're underground. They're literally buried. And that compaction stops air and water from getting in. And it does do a little bit to hold air in, but in the real compacted areas, you don't have roots in there.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter that water's being stored in there.
There's no oxygen.
Right.
Why would a root want to live?
Yes. Right. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to live with
I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah. I mean, it seems pretty, but you know, I'd be dead. And I don't want that.
Right. Another big thing I'm seeing, weed killer damage
yes.
on trees.
Yep.
Don't use it.
No, right.
Especially around your trees. It's just very, very harmful. So
I witnessed one time a small patch of this person had a few post oaks,
mm-hmm.
which are a native tree here. Love dry weather.
Right.
Do a lot better in dry than wet. Pretty remarkable, actually, how they can handle drought so well. And they get tall. They have really interesting growth, kind of like really old-looking tree. But they had herbicide some like shrubs and a very small weed problem they had underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of the post oaks showed damage. A couple of them died because they just sprayed herbicide underneath it.
Yeah.
So some trees are very sensitive to it. All trees get damaged from it.
Right.
So another arborist I know,
mm-hmm.
what we were talking about, like what he sees the most. And
weed killer damage.
Yes, weed killer damage.
Yeah, they should make it harder for a homeowner to get their hands on weed killers. You need to know what you're putting out.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice. A way that people can get educated is by listening to our show. And we love it. So instead of weed killer, it's really important to improve the soil life. Instead of that, and a great way to do that, that Sherry mentioned earlier, and Sherry, you can jump in on this as much as you want, is adding MicroLife. And MicroLife is kind of our kind of, we just say it phraseology-wise, for a whole brand of products. And they make amazing soil conditioners or fertilizers.
My favorite fertilizers.
Yes, yeah. Yep. And they're easy to use.
Uh-huh. They're and non-burning.
Non-burning.
Anybody can use them.
Anyone can use them. More information on them, you can go to microlifefertilizer.com. But they're really cool because I have kind of been able to be witness to this company as it's, you know, grown. My last 15 years has kind of been close with them and really seeing part of it. And they really do care about sourcing the best ingredients,
mm-hmm.
which you really wouldn't think about that with like a fertilizer company. You're like, oh, wherever we can get the kelp, just get the kelp.
Right.
You know, but them, it's like, man, they want the best kelp from the best kelp places that
right.
like, really good kelp, you know. You would think, oh, just get the humates, man. You know, and it's like, no, we want – where do you have great humates? Anyway, I mentioned those two things because they're very, very good at kind of battling our heavy clay and strengthening plants, even in compacted soil. And one reason that they're so good at it is they have tons of nutrients, tons of minerals, and they also are an inoculant, which is a way to add the beneficial microbes back to the soil, and that's what can kind of break up that compaction. So they have a great product. It's just called 624 is their kind of baseline product. It comes in a green bag, but they have a bunch of other stuff. So just check out their whole range of products and places to purchase, one of which is, of course, Plants for All Seasons. So that's microlifefertilizer.com, making life better.
Another cool thing is they're a Houston company.
Yes, they really are. Made here, grew up here.
Made here for our special needs. I mean, we have very special soil here.
You're absolutely right.
Yep.
So please visit them, microlifefertilizer.com.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Make sure you have the right tool for your next project. Find handsaws, chainsaws, table saws, woodworking machines, and more, all at Circle Saw. The staff at Circle Saw has been answering customers' questions and solving their problems for over 50 years. They know tools, because tools is all they do. Visit Circle Saw today, 2510 Ella Boulevard, just inside the 610 North Loop, or online at circlesaw.com. Circle Saw, keeping Houston sharp since 1954.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
That's right. I am Danny Milliken. And also with me is the wonderful Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. Say hi to the nice people, Sherry.
Hey, people.
Oh, so give us a call. Will said I mispronounced the number earlier, so I'm going to say it again. 713-572-4610. So you can note that 4610, because it's Sports Radio 610 is the channel we're on. Get it? It's like you're calling 4610. So 713-572-4610. Okay. We're not talking sports.
No.
But I did hear you just talking about the royal wedding a little bit.
Yes, I watched it.
And that's fine. Is it already over?
I watched them say I do, and that was enough.
Since this is sports radio, who won?
I think Meghan won.
No, I mean, yeah.
Jackpot.
I think Harry's pretty happy, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously, you know, it's great. Yeah. Did you know that he got bumped down in the succession chart?
No.
Yeah.
I really don't follow that. I'm too busy at the nursery.
Well, he's further down in line for the throne.
Oh, well.
I'm probably going to get some caller. What? No, he's not. He's not further down in line for the throne. So, yeah, we're talking trees, and we love collars.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have a caller.
Yeah, we've got a caller.
Yeah, so say the name. Anita,
you've called Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, I have, and I have my party straight. I'm listening to you, not watching the wedding.
I like that. Hey, Anita. Is this the lovely Anita Nelson?
It is, and I was wondering, and maybe Sherry can chime in on this, but last week we talked about, off air, about a lot of the tree trimmers in Houston trim out the insides of live oaks, the leaves growing on the inner part of the canopy. And that I had learned from Dr. Alex Scheigel, a famous arborist, that this is the wrong thing to do for a tree. It actually weakens the tree. It does not save it from hurricanes and winds whipping through it and such. And I wondered if you had researched or heard any more about that, or what Sherry thinks about that, too.
I think tree trimming is an art and a science that should only be done by a certified arborist. Is what I think. And these yard crews that just go in and butcher these trees, know who you're hiring. I mean, it's, yeah, I thin my tree out, but I don't go take tons of branching out. But I mean, like the electric company came through and took the tops out of some oak trees. And about 2 weeks later, the bottoms just broke in half. So those trees are destroyed. So, yeah, no, I don't think that taking tons of interbranching is healthy for the tree.
Well, this is what I learned, is that a tree doesn't make leaves on the inside of an inner canopy for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even know what they're doing. And what they're doing is, apparently when it gets super hot, the outer leaves is too hot for them to photosynthesize anymore, and so the inner leaves take over, and then they're the ones producing the food for the tree and the tree roots. And that makes complete sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so thinking about it, if these people go in and they tell the homeowner, well, you've got to take all this stuff out from the inside of the tree because the wind will blow through and the tree won't blow over.
Yeah.
Well, actually, means you've weakened it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Weakened it at a time when you're already dealing with compaction and now you're dealing with a little bit of dryness. It's not the right time to do it. Yeah. My understanding from kind of asking about it a little bit earlier was that the stoma, the holes in the leaf that breathe, what, you know, the plant breathes with stoma. And the stoma don't, when it's super hot, they stay closed.
Yeah.
And so those inner ones are the ones where really the gas exchange is happening on a much kind of more efficient scale.
So, that makes complete sense, too. Yeah.
So,
I know people are listening, when they have someone come, and I mean, I drive to these neighborhoods and I see these trees that they look so weird to me.
Right.
When they trim out all the inner part of it, that they're really hurting the trees. They're not actually helping.
No, you're absolutely right. And they try to sell it on us and it makes some sense to some folks. And so they.
And I've noticed trees that are pruned poorly send up suckers more readily.
Yeah.
And then you have a sucker problem.
Yes.
Yep. Anita, thanks for calling in. Fun to talk to you.
Bye, Anita. Have a great day at the nursery.
Thank you.
That Anita, she's so great.
I know, isn't she? So
she
sweet.
She really is. So what about, what's going on? What's going on at the
Gosh. It is a color explosion. All day yesterday. It was just, oh my gosh, it's so colorful, so beautiful. Cartloads of just beautiful flowers heading out. So
that's so great.
Big question right now is it too hot to plant? What do you think, Danny?
Well, I know that when I go outside, I get really sweaty and I smell bad. So, yeah, it's way too hot to plant. No, I'm just kidding. You go out in the morning. I mean, I looked at the weather a few minutes ago, and it was like 76 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like wonderful temperature.
Yeah.
But, no, the weather is not too hot to plant.
Right. See, I plant year-round. I don't care what the weather is.
Plants for all seasons.
Right. But you can't rely on a sprinkler system when you're planting in the heat. So that's really the biggest thing.
Yeah. The time you set is not maybe enough to get to roots, especially if you're watering during the day.
Visually monitor your plants. If you see something in a death wilt, get the hose out.
Well, it sounds like that's great advice and tons of color over at Plants for All Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when Sherry comes on. She's so fun. Love Plants for All Seasons. Get out there today. And a great place to learn and shop and all that jazz. Bye, Sherry. Thanks for being on.
Bye. We'll see ya.
All right. Stick with us. We'll be back.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
The Houston area has seen its share of extreme weather. Will you be ready? June is the start of hurricane season. Get prepared and get informed by joining Home Show Radio at the Extreme Weather Ready Expo at the George R. Brown Convention Center, Saturday, June 2nd. Doors open at 10 a.m. with Tom Tynan broadcasting live, along with weather and emergency experts and exhibitors, all there to help you prepare for severe weather. Make a plan. Build a kit. Stay informed. Know your neighbor. Get ready. Saturday, June 2nd, the free Extreme Weather Ready Expo at the GRV. The Home Show Garden Pros will return in a moment. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with Danny Milliken and the Home Show Garden Pros.
Okay, answering your gardening questions. But we'd like some gardening questions. Give us a call. Love talking anything. 713-572-4610. I'm going to preemptively answer a few questions, though. Green? Yes? And for 5 minutes. Okay, those are three questions I preemptively answered. So go ahead and write those answers down because that'll, I think, really help you a lot. So we're talking trees today. The most valuable plant in your whole yard is your big trees. And caring for them is a huge, huge thing. Obviously, Sherry gave us some great tips, and Melinda Connor, who's coming in soon, is going to give us some very also good tips and good conversation about stuff. But I want to give you some things that I do, that I love, that work very, very well for me. Anita kind of mentioned it a little bit if she called, but making sure that you leave a few inside branches, especially on a bigger tree. So you don't just want that dome canopy. You do want some interior branches to be on there because that's where it's cool. Just like we like hanging out in shade. Sometimes plant branches like hanging out in shade, and that's why they grow there. So don't cut those off. Just leave those. That's good stuff. It's been dry. Hopefully we get some wet weather. You know, Monday maybe there's going to be a little bit of rain. Hopefully we start getting a little bit of regular rain. And our trees get wet and the soil gets wet. So the soil getting wet is not 5 minutes of water. It's water everywhere, making sure the soil gets soaked. So using that word soaked is a good thing because we want to use a soaker hose. I asked for callers and I got one. Aaron, welcome to Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Hi, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
Good. I have two different questions, one about trees, one about grass. I've got a section in the front of my yard's corner section that just doesn't seem to grow harvesting grass very well. I've seeded it, I've aerated it, and it's just kind of like a weeded area. And should I tear it all the way down back to soil and just resod it, or is there something else I can do for that?
I I've had – well, actually, here's a little story to answer your question. Is I actually had an area where I was trying to grow a bunch of fruit trees, and I didn't want any grass. And I composted it and mulched it. Well, now it's St. Augustine again. You know, the grass just took over. It's a very aggressive grower, but it does like pretty good soil, and it likes putting pretty good roots down. So if you're going to just – if you really want that to be St. Augustine, my best advice truly is to put like an inch of compost everywhere where you're struggling and just get good old Nature's Way compost. It's really good stuff, and just kind of throwing that down. If it's a huge area, you can do in a half inch, whatever. Just put it down and water it in, and I think you'll be pretty amazed at how fast the St. Augustine takes that space over.
And cut the grass down a little bit lower than usual, or should I just put it on top of?
No, when you're top dressing.
Yes, sir.
You can if you want to. It doesn't matter that much.
Okay.
Yeah, you generally want to keep it pretty tall, and that keeps it from that lets it keep water around it a little bit better, like 3.5-4 inches on St. Augustine.
Oh yeah, I cut the grass as high as possible. So that one spot where I put the compost down, should I leave it the same height as the rest of the lawn, or should I cut it down a little bit lower? Just leave it as high as possible.
Yeah, just leave it as your normal cut. Yeah, just water it in. That'll help it get to the bottom.
Okay, great. And a last question. Also in the same front yard, I've got a corner yard, and I have two live oaks. And some of the roots are kind of exposed out of the ground. And my little ones keep falling over them and stepping on them and stuff. How are those roots the important stabilizer roots, or are they just roots that are showing? And can I get rid of those roots?
Yeah, you can't get rid of them.
Okay.
But so what's happening is that because there's a compaction layer somewhere down there, my guess is probably 4 or 5 feet down, and the compaction layer is just where the soil is so packed that no air or water or roots really gets
through.
Yeah, and so the roots stay high. And so you can kind of like put a planting bed in between those roots, maybe put some like pintas or flowers, kind of get mulch, not soil, not like topsoil, but mulch to level off the roots.
Mulch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then plant in the roots, you know, plant between them.
Yes, sir.
Make it a place where the kids aren't even walking. But no, you can't take those out, but you can kind of use them for borders for a bed. You just don't want to cover them all the way.
Okay. Understood. Well, thank you for your time, sir.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Aaron. It's a common question with roots is people have them on top and don't know what to do with them, but you really can't take any roots out at all. Okay, a couple more tips, and we kind of got to it there with Aaron a little bit, is mulching. So a very important thing to do, you do not want exposed soil around your trees. You want to hardwood mulch that. And hardwood mulch is that good mulch that's called hardwood or native mulch. It's been aged. It smells good. And you really, in summertime especially, you want to mulch. And the last one we do is called vertical composting. And I love doing this. So I get a post hole digger. I don't love doing this. Anytime you say love doing it and the word post hole digger comes out, okay. But I do this, and I dig about a 2-3 foot hole, and I pack that with compost and water it in real thoroughly. And what that does is that gets those good stuff a little bit lower. And we're talking about a 5-6 inch hole, not a tiny hole. But it's pretty easy to do, pretty simple. You don't need fancy equipment. And I can do 3 or 4 around a big tree and really, feel like I'm seeing pretty good improvement. Well, hopefully those things help you out a lot. When we get back, we'll be talking with the very knowledgeable, very wonderful Melinda Connor from Buchanan's Native Plants. And get ready to give us a call, 713-572-4610. And you're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros.